All right, thank you so very much for holding, sir. I do apologize about that wait. So I did reach out to that dispatcher. He stated that he's not going to be able to take you to the Malibu location. Also, he stated that all the furniture will have to be removed out of the vehicle when he's headed there to get it. So if you have anyone who can. Yes, sir.
That
Please just let me
impossible.
finish, sir. Please just let me finish. If you have any way of removing that stuff out of that vehicle and also finding your own transportation, I would highly recommend that.
I don't have, Miss. Why do you think I would not do it? I don't have any friends in California yet because I just moved here, Miss. So you're gonna leave me in the middle of the desert and just take a car? Oh my God, I don't understand.
Yes, sir. It's not my decision, and it's not what I want to do, but
I'm
the
sorry, but
dispatcher.
I'm sorry, but I cannot leave my belongings in the car. I cannot unload it myself. Just and where am I gonna put this? On the ground? They're gonna break. They're fragile. There's my mom's ashes, God's sakes. Oh my God.
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry. I'm not telling you to put your mom's
I'm
ashes
sorry,
on
but
the ground.
I don't think that that company understands what they can take me somewhere, okay? They can take me somewhere because they're taking this car. And so what? If I don't unload stuff, what? They're gonna come and leave? So they're gonna leave me here? So that means that roadside assistance cannot offer me roadside assistance. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Miss, I'm sorry, but this is very, very serious. Because you're telling me to remove all my belongings from the car that I'm still renting. I am still renting that car. I'm going to pay for that rent, rental, right? So I am still renting the car, right? So you're telling me to remove myself and my belongings from the car. I'm sorry, it's not gonna happen. There's no way because I tried. I keep refreshing Uber and Lyft and requesting. Nothing is happening. It says, please try again later. There are no drivers in your area. And this has been going on and on and on and on. So what am I gonna do? So somebody from roadside assistance will come, but they will grab the car and they will leave me here. Wow. This is do you agree that?
No,
That you're
sir,
a
I
man.
do.
I don't know.
No, sir, I don't
I'm
agree.
sorry.
I don't agree
Who's
with
your
that.
manager? I'm sorry. Who's your then? If you were
I
in my
can,
situation.
yes, sir, I can get you to a supervisor. They're going to tell you the same thing that I just told
Yes,
you.
but that's wrong, Miss. If you were in my situation, how would you feel? How would you feel? Please tell me.
I will be upset just as you. But like I
So what would
stated.
you do? There's nobody, literally nobody coming here. I requested so many times. I don't know anybody here. And that person that has a nerve to say that they're gonna take a car and they're not gonna take me. So this is so wrong. It's so wrong. It's so inhumane. Really? And what is the alternative? So roadside assistance leaves the customer outside, leaves the customer in the middle of the freeway. So I'm the car has been assisted. I'm not being assisted. You're assisting the car, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
So you're not assisting me as a customer. You are just assisting a car. So roadside assistance does not include me. It's just the car assistance. It does not include me assisting, especially in the rural area as this is. This is a rural area. And as I'm sure that you record your conversations for quality purposes, I'm just letting you know. Same here. And I think I see somebody, but oh, that's not the roadside assistance. And it's just so wrong. I. I really, 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 really am surprised of that decision. So what if I don't unload the car? They will leave?
More than likely, if you don't unload the vehicle, he more than likely probably won't come out there, only because they're not able to transport that. They're not able to transport that. They're only going to be transporting the car itself. They're not responsible for anything else in the car, so that will be need to be removed.
I understand that they're not responsible for anything, and I don't want them to be responsible for that. It's totally fine. I'm not, if anything happens to that car, I'm not going to sue them. I just need a safer, secure area to, you know, have ability to unload this, all of it. I think they're here. What kind of car is it supposed to be?
I'm not sure, but that may be him already. That may already be him.
So I'll talk to him, okay? Thank you. Thanks a lot again. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, are you still, so are you going to wait for him, what he has to say, or?
Is he there?
He's almost here.
Okay, yes, I can try to go ahead and call him and see if he's still able to tow that vehicle. I know he said that everything would have to be removed from the vehicle, so I can try to reach back out to him and give him a call.
No, I'll take everything out, and this is just, I'll record everything, and I know it's not you, but this is just so wrong, you know, like, I don't know, I don't have words to explain the way you, the company treat me as a customer. Okay. All right. And thank you. And also, can I tell you something?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
This happened. Why no one sends anyone, like, today for changing a tire? All day, almost 12 hours, I have been waiting. Huh? What if somebody had come here earlier and changed the tire? Maybe this was, you know, maybe it was it would be okay to move.
Okay, looks like when you call in and they ask what kind of service you need. If you say you're needing like a towing service or a tire change, they'll specifically set it up for that. They do also ask if you have a spare tire in your vehicle. If you say no, you don't have a spare tire, the only other option is to get the vehicle towed.
Okay. Well, I had a spare tire in my car. And I don't know. I don't think this is dead. Somebody driving around. I don't know. It's a truck. But seriously, like, sorry. What is your name again? My apologies. What is your name again? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
What is your name?
Shakira.
Shakira, nice to meet you virtually again. So, Shakira, if I told them that I had a tire, all of this was done So for me, I waited an entire day for me to have just car help, so car taken, and me left in the middle of the nowhere. That's what this is. I'll pay that $450 or whatever it is to that company, but they are refusing to take me. Like, what kind of people are they?
They, just to be honest with you, because it is their company, they are not, if they don't want you in their equipment or if they don't want you in their trucks, they do not have to do it. It's all up to their discretion. I totally understand the situation that you're in. If they say, hey, we are not allowing riders, we can't go against that. If they say, hey, we just do not want to go this far, we cannot go against that at all.
Yeah. I understand that. I totally understand that. So that's why when he comes here, I will speak to him. Well, I offer the cash, of course, but like, they're not allowed to take cash. That's fine. I understand that as well, because sometimes at my work, people offer me cash or just trying to give me a tip, which I can't accept. But like I will pay for it. You know, whatever it is, officially charged. But if they're refusing that as well, like, I want him to tell me in front of my face, like, he's going to leave me here.
I wouldn't recommend being confrontational with him at all. He's just coming out there to do a job. So if you're going to make it harder for him, I wouldn't recommend that at all.
No, I mean, how am I making it harder? Like, I'm just asking a very simple thing.
Yes, sir. I've already advised you of what he said, though.
Yes, he said no.
Exactly.
And I can't accept no with this, because I have an entire of my belongings and all of that. And, like, if I place them on, you know what, like, do I have I don't think I have, I mean, also the contract already with budget is expired, but I should have had my, you know, my property covered, because this doesn't look good. And also myself, you should see my hands. It's like, I cut my fingers, like, all over, trying to, like, get the car, you know, get the wheel out. Oh, my God. But why he is telling me that if you authorize, he would take me?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I'm not really sure.
But you authorize it?
No, sir. Our supervisor do not authorize for him to take you back to that address in Malibu.
So why? So supervisor, not the towing company.
Our supervisor did not authorize that. Our supervisor will not authorize that.
So your supervisor is leaving me here, and like, in the middle of nowhere.
And all he said,
sorry? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm sorry, I cannot hear what you said. You just cut it off. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. What were you saying?
So I was saying that, so your supervisor authorizes me staying in the middle of nowhere, right?
Our supervisor stated that they do not authorize for that extra money to be added to the PO. That was the only way the dispatcher. Sir, can you please stop interrupting me, please? Our supervisor, the driver, stated that he would possibly do it if more money will be added to the PO, meaning that he will get paid more for going that mileage. Our supervisor stated that we cannot and we will not be able to get you from where you are back to Malibu. We cannot do that.
What's your supervisor's name?
Her name is Beth.
Beth? And so how can I, so Beth and works for the company, what company is this?
She works for the roadside. She's our supervisor here.
Okay. So what if Beth authorized that? What would happen to, like, to her? Like, you know, like, would she lose anything? Like, I mean, it's not Beth's money from her pocket, I believe.
No, she will not lose anything. We do not provide transportation for the customers.
She can provide. She can. That's what I'm saying. She denies authorization.
We aren't able to do it at all. She advised us that we are not able to have any more money added to that PO. The way we are set up and where we are contracted with him, he's not going to do it, sir. He's not going to do it at all. Period, point blank. He is not going to let you in his vehicle to take you to Malibu. He's not going to do it. No, he didn't. I've been speaking with him also. He said he will not. He will not. The only thing that he said he will do is come and pick up that vehicle, and that's all. That's it. All the furniture will have to be outside of the vehicle, sir.
Okay, that's fine. But also,
I can actually give him a call.
He said. That's what you're saying. Because what he said, like, he needed extra money, right? Okay, fine. Extra money added, and he would take me. I'll add the extra money. So whatever you're saying, it's actually against each other.
Actually, I will put him on the line so he could tell you himself that he's not going to let you in his vehicle. He's already told me that multiple times already. He said that he is not going to accept money from you. He's not accepting money at all to go to Malibu.
Yeah, but
so he's still not going to do it. But I will make sure, I will most definitely get him on the line so he can tell you that himself. So just give me 1 second. Let me add him to the call.
Thank you.